Sup Flare Squad, welcome back to my channel and to another theory video. This time we'll be talking about their upcoming album called Map of the Soul 7. And yes, BTS did end up teasing us during their Mama performance about 7.
The 7 years we have been together always exist in 7 minutes.
And take a look at this Armypedia question. How many days will February 21, 2019 be from BTS's debut? Like, February 21 is when they'll release the album. They literally gave us a date and we didn't know. I'm telling you, we're clowns, you guys. We're clowns. So, they released a comeback map showing the phases we'll be going through with dates beside them. And when you first take a look at it, everything sounds kind of confusing, so let me try to break it down for you. So yes, I guess we're not really clowns after all. Shadow is the name of the comeback trailer in phase 1. In my past videos, I've gone over the process of individuation, which is the realization of the self. For those who aren't familiar, BTS and Big Hit were inspired by the book Jung's Map of the Soul, which is why the series is called Map of the Soul. Carl Jung was a Swiss psychiatrist and psychoanalyst who founded analytical psychology. Yo, those were big words for me. I went over this before, but just in case you guys haven't seen this, let me go over the process of individuation, which is finding oneself. The individuation process begins with becoming conscious of the persona, the mask we take on in our everyday life. After we become conscious of the shadow, the repressed characteristics of the ego, then we become conscious of the anima, the inner woman in each man, or animus, the inner man of each woman. Then the image of the old wise man or old wise woman appears, after which the experiences of self happens. Now, the wise old man can appear in many forms, such as a king, a savior, a hero. Sound familiar? So now we have Shadow as the first comeback trailer on January 10, then a second comeback trailer on February 3 called Ego. Which is bringing me to believe that there could be one more album before they enlist called Self. This is just a theory though, unless they plan to continue this after they get back. But Self is the final process of this journey, so I don't know, they can't leave us hanging, right? Next, we're given the words Connect BTS. It begins online, then London, Berlin, Buenos Aires, did I say that right? Seoul, then New York City. We don't know much about Connect BTS. An email was dispersed to the press but didn't specify what will happen. So this could be an event similar to Armypedia or even a pop-up store, but at this moment, we don't have a lot of information on this. Phase 3 is filled with concept photos, ending with the tracklist on February 13. Then Phase 4. Now, Phase 4 is very interesting. They're releasing their album a week before the music video. Now, I don't believe BTS has ever done this before, so I don't know, I'm thrown off right now. Now take a look at the colors of the 7. You'll start to realize that this looks similar. Boom, boom, wa-bam. Which brings me back to the theory about Persona being School Love Affair, which is why their song Persona referenced the intro for School Love Affair.
Let's go. You give me love. Yeah.
Shadow as the most beautiful moment in life, Ego as wings, and if there is self, as love yourself. And I mean, they do say past meets present during the VCR as well, but could this be the following theme for Shadow? And are we still gonna get another album after this? Could it be called Self? I mean, we got so many questions, it's never ending. But yeah, that is my quick explanation slash theory video for you guys. I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, make sure to click that like button and also join the Flare Squad by subscribing, you guys. Thanks for watching.